Today, in our review for the Spes IE exam, we're diving into the bedrock of the financial world, the capital markets. At its core, the capital market is simply the mechanism that channels savings and investments between suppliers of capital, like individual investors, and those who are in need of capital, such as businesses and governments. Think of it as the economic circulatory system, moving money from where it is to where it's needed to fund growth and new projects. The exam will expect you to know the two major segments of the capital market, the primary market and the secondary market, and to clearly distinguish between them. Let's start with the primary market. This is where securities are born. When a company decides it wants to raise capital by selling stock to the public for the very first time, it does so in the primary market through an initial public offering, or IPO. The defining characteristic of a primary market transaction is that the proceeds from the sale of the securities go directly to the issuer. So, when a company like Mountainside Coffee goes public and sells its shares for the first time, the money from investors who buy those shares goes straight to Mountainside Coffee's bank account, which it can then use to build more stores or develop new products. The same is true for a follow-on offering, where an already public company sells additional new shares. A common exam question will present a scenario and ask you to identify the market. If the company is issuing new securities and receiving the cash, it is a primary market transaction. Now let's turn to the secondary market. This is where things get more familiar. The secondary market is where securities are traded among investors. The New York Stock Exchange, or NASDAQ, are prime examples of secondary markets. After Mountainside Coffee has its IPO, its shares will trade on an exchange. If you then decide to buy 100 shares of that company through your brokerage account, you are participating in the secondary market. You are likely buying those shares from another investor who wanted to sell them. In this transaction, the money simply moves from you to the other investor. Mountainside Coffee, the original issuer, is not involved and receives none of the proceeds. This is a critical distinction and a frequent source of exam questions. They might try to trap you by asking where an investor buys shares of a well-known public company. The answer is the secondary market, because the shares are not being purchased from the company itself. The secondary market provides liquidity, which is the ability to easily buy or sell a security. Without a robust and liquid secondary market, investors would be hesitant to buy securities in the primary market because they would have no easy way to sell them later. To help you remember the difference, use this simple phrase: primary means proceeds. The defining feature of the primary market is that the proceeds from the sale go directly to the issuer. If the proceeds are just going between investors, it's a secondhand sale, which happens in the secondary market. Understanding this flow of capital is fundamental. Companies raise funds in the primary market to grow their business, and investors trade those securities in the secondary market, creating a dynamic and essential system for economic development.